Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, two great radio stations across the country on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, their website. You can go over there and hear the show streaming right now. And we also are out there broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations across the country in some of the biggest radio markets in the country. We're also broadcasting on many of the leading independent stations, perhaps the one near you. And if we're not on the one near you, you can go over to GCNLive.com and tell them you'd like to hear us on your favorite station. Tell them who it is, and maybe they can make that happen. Now, we also are broadcasting around the world via the Internet, streaming on all the different stations that we're on, plus on GCNLive.com and on my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, you do not need a player to listen off my website. You just click on the Listen Live link, and boom, voila, you're there. And we're also up on the Westwood One satellite, so you can hear us that way. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there driving the big rigs coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers, and our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail all over the countryside, making sure you get your mail delivered to you. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and the other petroleum products that we need to have so we can move on down the highway. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the way we find us over there. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on X as at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Okay, let's go on out to the telephone and pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning again, everybody. Good morning, Captain.
That's it. That's it. And, of course, you're out there enjoying the balmy weather in California, aren't you?
That's right. Well, 64 degrees right now, yeah.
Well, that's balmier than what I got, that's for sure. Okay, and let's find Denise Simon here. She's on the top button up there in the mountaintop looking down on Tampa right now, watching all the aircraft take off and land. But anyway, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yep. And it's an amazing 77 degrees here right now. 77, I'll take it. All right, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
The Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words under God. Those are the words that remind you that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we certainly will remind you of that. Well, Kyle, take it away, because we have an audio of the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, and I guess he's shooting his mouth off for whatever reason, but you want to play that so we can hear what was going on?
That's right. Yeah, we'll set the stage here. This is what Anthony Blinken said about that $6 billion. And if you'll notice, he emphasizes they're Iranian funds, by the way. Let's listen in.
We're very confident that the funds, the Iranian funds, that have been made more easily available to Iran as a result of the actions that we've taken, will be used exclusively for humanitarian purposes. And we have the means and mechanisms to make sure that that happens.
Is that true, Denise? What do you think about that?
Well, it is Iranian funds. Those funds were sanctioned, so that's why they were held all this time in a South Korea bank. But what we did is we lifted those sanctions. Why are we lifting sanctions? Because hostages? I don't think so. And by the way, three of the air quote Americans, which are Iranian Americans, are not going back to Iran. They're staying here. No, two are staying here and one's going to another country.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't they go back? Because they're Iran's the largest sponsor of terror in the world. So this was ransom, period. Plain and simple, and we paid it. There's also another thing that we tend to forget is they say that we don't negotiate with terrorists. Well, we did.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another interesting thing. Saudi Arabia was next to being a part of the Abraham Accords that was established under the Trump administration, a significant advance forward for Israel. And they had been working with Saudi Arabia to be a signatory. And Saudi Arabia was just about ready, by the way, to be a partner in the Abraham Accords. Well, the $6 billion said to Saudi Arabia, they were furious, they bailed out for not doing it. So, how many countries were consulted on this $6 billion in the first place?
Probably none.
I would say, exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming back with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren. We'll be talking about some more interesting stuff there if you want to give us a call. 877-969-8600, and we'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, I'll do just that. In this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, brought to you by GEICO. That's spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And GEICO's been saving people money for over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, you can go over to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get a rate comparison quote for the car you're driving or the truck you're driving. And if you want to save some money and you've got a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or even an RV, you can add that to the quote. And it'll lower your car policy insurance down or truck policy insurance down. And where you can really save some big money is when you add your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy to it. And you'll see your policy drop like a rock, literally. So, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO.com. Go over there and see if they can save you some money. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, we've got two callers on the line. I'm going to go to the first one first. It's Aaron in Denver. Hello, Aaron. How are you?
Oh, doing just fine. You know, what's so frustrating about this prisoner swap, Denise, is that you got five Iranians who have American citizenship. But the thing is, though, why were there in Iran in the first place? Knowing this history's with Iran isn't good anyway. With the Shah Iran get kicked to the curb during the Carter administration, and then Khamenei comes in, and he's a butcher. I mean, the Shah was a butcher. Khamenei comes in, he's a butcher on steroids. Now he's dead, and now, of course, this whole mess, and, of course, Iran's economy is a pile of ass due to the current corrupt regime that's running it over the cliff. And what's so frustrating about it, what gets me, is that you're Iranian. You have American citizenship. You shouldn't be in Iran. I know if I was, I mean, I'm American citizen. I have no intention to be an American citizen. I will never visit Iran, not with the current corrupt regime that's in power now. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, and Mr. Nice, adios.
All right, thank you very much. Comments, either one of you?
No. you know, look, Iran does what China does and what North Korea does. If
sure.
you know, you got a family member here in the United States, Venezuela does it too, Turkey, I think, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got a family member here in the United States that is, you know, against the regime, what do? Well, they go to family members and they arrest them,
mm-hmm.
you know, or there's extortion or something. So, you know, family is family, and, you know, the Islamic world, they do things very differently. So, anyway.
Okay, caller number two, Bagham and Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Captain. As I saw on the Internet today, or somewhere I saw, Iran has enough nuclear material now to make somewhere between 8 and 10 bombs. And they also have a rocket with a throw weight of about 4,000 pounds. And much worse than any climate change or anything is the threat of a nuclear-armed Iran. And they can, even if they were just simply to sling one missile over the United States and use it as an EMP bomb, this is a threat that they could have. Anyway, what do you think, Denise? Bye.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, look, this administration seems to have, and it actually began under the Obama administration, they seem to have some kind of, urge to deal with terrorists in rogue countries. Now, Kim Jong-un has now returned back to North Korea after 4 days with Putin. 4 days. Now, what was going on there? Well, submarine technology, missile technology, billions of rounds of 155 ammunition. So, you know, Zelensky's going to be here, I think, this week, not only in Capitol Hill, but I think maybe part of the UN Security General Assembly thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be asking for more money. And, of course, that's going to make a lot of the Republicans mad, a lot of your listeners mad.
Mm-hmm.
Understand something. There's technologies that are being stolen from the United States, military technologies that are being stolen and have been stolen. And I would argue a lot of it's being stolen by Cuba, and Cuba takes it, and what do? They turn around and sell it. They've been doing that for decades. But China's been doing the same thing. So we have enemy countries, Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, Russia. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And we're way behind. So where's the, Joint Chiefs of Staff in all of this? And by the way, technology. We lose an F-35. The Marine Corps does.
Yep.
Now, this is an $80 billion machine,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, is actually over 100 because of the way we outfitted it.
Mm-hmm.
The transponder was not working for whatever reason, but it was on autopilot.
Yep.
Now, that's being reported by, I think, CBS News. They did find a debris field. What does Iran have? We don't really know. We think we know. We little guys out here, I guarantee you our intelligence apparatus knows, which means that, you know, the E-ring of the Pentagon knows. But we still give them $6 billion? I don't know. This is the most infected, stupid, feckless administration I think I've seen yet. I don't think Jimmy Carter was this bad.
I agree.
Personally.
I agree. Yeah. Kyle?
Well, you know something, Denise? I appreciate what you said just a moment ago. You sort of touched on what I wanted to ask you about, and that is this idea of helping Iran. You kind of couched it in the idea of, you know, why do they want to help terrorists? And that's a huge, great question. And especially in the case of Iran, see, this is why we wanted to play the quote from Blinken, because it's almost he emphasizes that these are Iranian funds, almost as if to say, we're repatriating these funds. We're giving them back to them as though we should be doing that, because they were frozen before for good reason. But it's almost as if they want to say, you know, we're kind of on their side in a lot of these things. Not only just that, but with the nuclear deal that Trump got us out of, this kind of thing. What is it with the Democrats trying to build up Iran? And is there some connection, of course, because in many ways, they're not very pro-Israel, the Democrats, that is.
No, they're not pro-Israel at all. In fact, I would argue if you'd watch 60 Minutes, which I almost never do, but I was waiting for the football game on Sunday, Wesley Saul goes over there and slams the entire, state of Israel and the administration. Now, let's go back here for a second to helping Iran. Don't forget, Biden did the same thing to the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, we've got $7 billion that was frozen. Now, that's been reported by the New York Times. And they're now in control, and they want control, and they're claiming a right to their money. Well, they got $2.3 billion. Now, let's not forget that, Admiral Kirby continued to talk about how the Taliban were our partners. And we're the fateful day there in Kabul, the Taliban even suggested that we take control of the airport. And we went, no, you take control. So we put our people and Afghanis', destiny in the hands of a terrorist organization.
Yep.
It's about as twisted as it gets.
Yep. Okay. We'll talk to you tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. It's going to be another great day.
Okay. Thanks.
Right. Thank you very much. Okay, Kyle, you hang on, and we'll be coming back with the Military and Veterans News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
To the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers strike against the big three automakers now in its fourth day. Talks between Stellantis and union negotiators reportedly followed weekend sessions with both Ford and GM. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike at three key plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's total madness that a child was killed from fentanyl at a daycare center in the Bronx last week.
There needs to be a full national assault
on this drug entering our city.
Meantime, two suspects have been charged with murder, and another person is being sought by police. Former President Donald Trump is set to skip the second Republican presidential primary debate next week. Instead, he will head to Detroit to address a gathering of current and former union members. His speech during primetime will be an alternative to the debate. Dave Collins, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by the Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. cv4a.org. Go over there, check out the website. Volunteer to help them out. They're looking for people to work with them and help them as volunteers. They're also looking for people that want to contribute to them and also looking for people that might even want a job. They might have an opportunity to put you to work doing some things that they're doing. Now, they are totally separate and by themselves now, so they are a separate entity altogether, no longer affiliated with another group like they were in the past. So what I like about it is Jimmy T. Smith, who will be on the program tomorrow, the Florida regional director. He's the guy you talk to. He's the guy that runs the show down here. And then they have other people, of course, that step in as well. But a little bit more organized, better organized, and they're going to be doing some great things coming up. They're going to be at one of our events here at my flagship radio station. And they're putting on the reception, and I'll be with them for that. And I'm looking forward to that as well as other stuff, too. So, in the meantime, let's go back over to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, we're going to start out our military and veterans news with the F-35 jet. Now, we know some about what happened. Obviously, the pilot had problems and had to eject from the aircraft. And the problems were what they call fatal with an airplane, anytime a plane goes down.
It apparently flew for 80 miles on automatic pilot and then went down on its own for whatever reason and crashed in a remote area in South Carolina. It actually crashed, I believe it was in the woods about 80 miles away, and the pilot was okay. He was taken to the hospital. I know I'm leaving something out of there, but they found the debris field, and that's how they knew it was their aircraft.
Well, that's right, and I do understand that, too. There was, a stand down, I believe, for a time. I don't know if it's been lifted just yet, but
on the F-35s.
The plane was still missing.
Yep.
Yeah, they said, we're going to ground these right now because we don't know exactly what's going on. But, right, at the very least, and it came down, Captain, in a place where it didn't hurt anybody. I mean, that's also a major consideration when a plane is, you know, on its own at that point.
Yep. And, of course, we're happy to report at least that we may have lost an $80 billion aircraft, which is what it cost to build that thing. But the pilot did survive, and he'll live to fly another day, I do believe. But what a bunch of excitement they had for a while when they were looking for that plane, had no idea where it went.
Well, that's right. And obviously, I mean, this is a plane that is hard to see on radar, I'm sure. Didn't have its transponder on, as we know. So it just made it very hard to find. And then they go out and ask the general public, please look up in the sky and tell us if you see where this plane went. And that's extraordinary.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, I thought it possibly had crashed in the water because if you can't locate, you can't find it, there's no transponder. That would be the only thing that, to me, would have been logical at the time, but lucky to see that they did actually find it scattered out over a section of land.
Indeed, yes. And so, again, glad nobody was hurt.
Mm-hmm. Now, one more thing before you take over here. The VA has reached its annual medical staff hiring goal 1 month early, which is good. But I just hope they all speak English, if you know what I mean.
Right, right. Yeah, that's right. They have hit that goal. And so that is a very good thing indeed.
And like I said, I just hope they all speak English.
Well, I would expect that they might, yeah.
Or some form of English that's just, can you understand them?
Well, communication obviously would be key with any of the veterans that they would come in contact with.
Anybody
sure.
That's been to a VA knows what I'm talking about. Anybody at all, because that's one of the problems you have there. They barely speak the language, and it's a wonder how they can, you know, they can get everything done correctly. But they do for the most part. Okay, take it away. What's going on?
All right, Captain. Well, this is an international military story. This has to do with Mexico City. And, of course, right now, the Ukrainian people are fighting for their independence, right, for their freedom, basically. But Mexico had its independence parade on Saturday, and they've drawn a lot of criticism because there was a delegation of Russian soldiers that paraded along with everybody else, evidently, during this Independence Day parade. To say that that's ironic is an understatement, and obviously it draws a lot of criticism for good measure because of what Russia is doing to Ukraine right now, and maybe Mexico could have thought twice about doing such a thing.
Hmm. I guess maybe. By the way, you know, people like to put schedules ahead way before, you know, everything is done, right?
Right.
Well, the Marine Corps Commandant and his Deputy Commandant, number one and number two Marine, their schedules are now said to not be sustainable.
That's what we understand. I can imagine. Yeah, that's obviously, it would be a huge problem.
Well, I wonder how they're going to do that.
That's a very, very good question. Well, obviously, you start to try to delegate things, and perhaps they need several attachés.
Yep. Okay. Carry on.
Well, we've got another international story here. It's a little bit, I don't know if it's on the funny side or what, but, you know, we were talking about, in fact, when Aaron from Denver called in, talked about what were people doing. There's no real tourism, per se, in Iran. Well, there is a, I guess, a satirical Twitter or X account called Taliban Public Relations Department, and it's actually got some traction, and they've had to find out that this is not real. If you see something that says, visit the magnificent nation of Afghanistan, the real land of the home of the free and the brave, unlike the Americans. It goes on to say, and of course we're talking about this because Joe Biden let the whole thing do what it did back when they with the pullout, a rugged country inhabited by muscular men and traditional women, you will be 100% safe since the war is over and we no longer are capturing tourists for ransom. It's obviously a joke account, a satirical account, but unfortunately you can still get captured in Afghanistan if you go there. And of course the state of affairs in Afghanistan right now is less than stellar, unfortunately.
Well, sure you can, and they don't want Americans over there, and they certainly don't want to be a tourist state.
No, not at all. There's not going to be Disney Kabul anytime soon, but obviously it does bring up the fact, though, Captain, that they've got a lot of military hardware that we left behind, and unfortunately it is being used in order to suppress especially women and girls in a very, very terrible, terrible way.
And that's the last thing they want to see is Western women over there dressed in their Western garb showing the Afghani women who had had the chance to be modernized, you know, look at us and look at them with the hijabs.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. And so, again, the whole thing, here's in the Taliban being enriched in so many ways, and now, of course, also with this rare earth that they have access to in Afghanistan and places like China coming in and being able to benefit from that. This is going to be far-reaching in how it affects the geopolitical landscape.
Well, it's my understanding they've sold some of the weapons that they couldn't absolutely figure out, that they could not figure out and use. They've sold them to other countries, our weapons.
Yes, exactly. So it comes back to bite you. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. Yep, and yep. Okay, let's see. You got about 20 seconds. What else you got?
Well, we know, of course, that, again, I think the recruitment, now we talked about the vets, the VA, but recruitment overall in some cases is doing well, but in many cases it's not. And, you know, Captain, we used to see these commercials all the time, and I don't really see them anymore, about join the military, get money for college, learn about communications or technology. Maybe bring those back. What do you think that would do?
It's football season. They need to bring them back. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. And Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is going to be back with us, along with Kyle Warren. So don't go anywhere. And got a little something for you.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, being brought to you by Moss Acura. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And of course, they are part of the Moss Family Automotive Group with the Nissan stores and the Acura store. Their Acura store is located on North Florida Avenue, directly next to the Moss Nissan store. So there's two of them side by side right there on Florida Avenue. And you can come on out and check them out, or you can go online, mossacura.com, check a look at their inventory that they have, the new vehicles and the certified pre-owned, and then you know what you're looking to get or looking for. Now, they are the home, the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, which is for active duty military and veterans and first responders too, where all EMTs, all firefighters, and all police officers get a nice discount on the vehicle that you're looking at, as well as church pastors for the service that you perform for the country and for your local community. Now, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle with free oil changes and tire rotations. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a boatload of money. Okay, first we go to Chris, let's see, first we go to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, now we're going to go down here to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I've got a question for you from one of our listeners, Driver Mike, and he wanted to know
when someone takes profits. You had something apparently you had set as a guideline, and he wanted to know what that guideline was.
Well, there's no specific guideline. It all depends upon one's portfolio and what they're looking to, what their situation is. But, you know, I'm always a big believer in rotating assets. You have to have good asset allocation, and you have to, in essence, tend to your portfolio. So if you have a sector or you have a stock or position portfolio that has become outsized in comparison to everything else because it's done really well, there's nothing wrong with, you know, selling a portion of that portfolio and reallocating that to something that is, you know, still another great company, but still doing well. So, you know, for example, you know, I've owned, you know, companies like Apple and NVIDIA, Johnson for years and years and years, but I've also sold them, not the position in its entirety, but as things grow in the portfolio, you reallocate assets to areas that haven't moved in tandem with everything else. That's how you properly allocate assets.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that answered the question for Driver Mike. Now, before I give it over to Kyle, I got one other question to ask you. We heard from the special prosecutor, Mr. Weiss, that he may in fact be charging Hunter Biden with tax crimes, two felony tax crimes out of the state of California. What do you think about that idea, and do you think it's going to happen?
Again, it gets tricky when you're dealing with tax crime. And I'm not sure that there was some statute of limitations that was reached on some of these things. I don't know the details with this. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of the Hunter Biden stuff has gotten tedious with me as far as I'm concerned. To me, there's much more important things to deal with. I mean, you're dealing with these little petty things that he'll probably plea out of. Mm-hmm. When the reality is, you know, it's the influence peddling that matters. I mean, I could care less, you know, about the gun charges. I could care less about, you know, this stuff. It's the influence peddling, the stuff that should matter to Americans, and, you know, decisions that were made and relationships that were put together, because that's the real crooked nonsense that goes on. But they all do it. And that's the thing I've discussed on my show. I said, as much as this makes me want to throw up in my mouth, you know, it also makes me want to stick to my stomach that, Ivanka and her husband there getting $2 billion from the Saudis as soon as they leave. Mm-hmm. Trump leaves office. And again, this guy's pretty much a failed business guy his entire life, too. And you know, it happens with all of these families, and this is how they get extraordinarily wealthy.
Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
All right, well, Chris, earlier it looks like Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that she doesn't see any indications that the U.S. economy is going to go into any kind of a downturn, but she is concerned about the possibility, the specter of a government shutdown, and that would kind of stop the momentum that we have economically. First of all, do we have any momentum economically, and what? Not a downturn? What's happening with spending and confidence for the consumer?
I don't know if she's talking about regards to, you know, this momentum with the overall economy. The economy is not humming along, as I like to put it. They love to use their you know, engine metaphors when it comes to this. You know, we've been petering along for an extended period of time. You know, we all know that the realities of inflation. We all know that everyone is making less money because of inflation. Real wages have gone down. Government shutdowns again. We're back to this. This has grown, you know, tedious and tiresome as well. You know, how many times do we talk about this again and again and again? And Republicans, you know, jump up and down talking about spending, and they won't do a damn thing about it. You know, it's all a show as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, we just went over $33 trillion in debt. So don't tell me that they give a damn about controlling spending. If they did, they would actually do something about it, which they will not.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the debt, because that is a historic now figure, of course. I think it has been going that way for a long time. But, you know, people hear that and they say, okay, it's $33 trillion. But the impact of that, though, is very significant, isn't it? It's not just a news story.
Well, I mean, it's been a story for a while, and people, you know, fail to realize the amount of money we're spending now on debt, and money's not free anymore for the government. It's you know, getting larger and larger and larger, the interest portion of what we have to spend, our tax dollars. I mean, it makes me sick to my stomach, the amount of money that I have to pay in taxes, the amount of money that's burnt every single year for nothing. And, you know, there's no end in sight. You know, every project that they want to start, everything has to be funded. There's no, you know, okay, and I understand, okay, you have a natural disaster you want to deal with, fine. If you have a natural disaster you want to deal with, you know what, you know, we have to come together, we're going to have to come up with some cuts elsewhere. We don't have a sort of rainy day fund. We don't have a sovereign wealth fund like many other nations do. And it's sad. You know, as far as, you know, our conditions, you know, as far as wealth is concerned, you know, oh, you're the richest country in the world. Well, you know, not really. If you actually think about it, there's a lot of countries out there that, you know, like I said, they have sovereign wealth funds. They put money away. We have done nothing. I mean, anything pops up, we buy it, we spend it. And again, this has been going on for a while, whether it be all the stupid wars that we have to get into, going back to, George W. Bush and the war on terror that never seems to end, and the trillions of dollars there, or the trillions of dollars that we spent during COVID, which was just nonsensical, because we didn't need to be shut down. We didn't do any of those things. And this is the hole that we put ourselves in at this point in time.
So I guess what you're saying is that my brilliant plan to just win the Powerball and then not worry about anything is not really going to work so well, probably.
Well, it might work for you, but there's no Powerball that the U.S. government's going to win. You know, that's
right.
We're the Powerball because they're just going to keep coming back to us for more and more money. And you know, all of this spending is, like I said, it's crazy. You know, most of the jobs are right now is government jobs.
Right.
Government's hiring like crazy, and they're going to be like crazy, and that's inflationary.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and they're union jobs too, I might add.
Well, union membership is still at you know, all-time lows. I mean, unions have more retirees than they have workers
right
now, and not even close.
Right,
and that's part of the issue that's been long-standing. Is you know, you go back to the first auto bailouts, one of the reasons why they needed to be bailed out was also because of their legacy costs, which were just out of whack. And we're about to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy that's in charge of the union right now knows this. He says, you know what? We'll get as much money as we possibly can. And when the automakers fail again, which they will, because they can't afford to pay those contracts, the taxpayers have to bail them out. I mean, taxpayers lost over $10 billion on the last auto bailouts. And look at the stocks. Look at the stock price, how well they've done. I mean, GM went public back in 2010. We went public back in 2010. The stock price is at the same level now as it was then.
Okay, Chris, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and our retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.